Friday morning, time to go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. 5 long days since the Bills lost in Kansas City. Now, the Bills have to take on the Texans at home this coming Sunday. As you mentioned to us earlier this week, the picture is bleak in terms of the playoffs. So, exactly where do the Bills stand?
Well, when we spin the handy New York Times playoff simulator, the Bills' chances sit at a dreary 24%. Not looking good to be certain, but there is hope. And for all the hopeaholics out there, and yes, I am trademarking that term because I think if there's any addiction that describes Bills fans over the last 15 years, other than maybe some slight overconsumption of adult beverages in the parking lot, it has been our overconsumption of hope. And since the Bills' poor play and coaching forced me to be a real downer last Monday in my postmortem, let's indulge in a little hope this Friday morning. With not all that crazy of a scenario to land the Bills back in a playoff spot by Sunday night.
Whoa.
Yeah, tell me about it. You may think I'm insane, but if the Bills win on Sunday and the Giants beat the Jets, Chiefs beat the Raiders, and the Colts beat the Steelers, all very possible, the Bills will be back occupying the final playoff spot on Sunday night. Well, it'd be nice if the Bills didn't always have to rely on what-ifs, but as my father says, we're here now and could still be back in the mix come Sunday night. A long shot indeed, but there's still that hope.
All right, well then let's try to take care of the matter at hand then. The Bills and the Texans. The Texans coming in at 6-5. What can we expect?
Well, just like the Chiefs last week, the Texans have won 4 in a row. Coming into Buffalo, and the backbone of this Texans team is the best defensive player in the NFL and defensive end J.J. Watt. Some even have Watt in discussion for the NFL MVP. He's been that dominant. To give a little perspective, Watt by himself has just 2.5 sacks less than the entire Bills defense. And it doesn't help matters that the Bills offensive line, particularly tackles Cordy Glenn and Chantrell Henderson, are battling injuries, but they're likely to play. I'd expect the Bills to have 2 guys on Watt all game in the hopes of simply slowing him down. I'd also look to Tyrod Taylor to use his unique running skill set to move quickly in the pocket to really help try to mitigate Watt's impact at best. The Bills are going to have their hands full, so hopefully they'll have the right scheme to give them their best shot.
All right, so let's move J.J. Watt aside for just a little bit. There's more to every game than just one player, usually. What about the rest of the matchups?
Well, I have to start by mentioning the connection between Bills receiver Sammy Watkins and Texans wideout DeAndre Hopkins. They were college teammates at Clemson. Both were first-round picks, and both have had average to below-average quarterbacks in their young careers. The difference is that the Texans go to Hopkins a lot more, regardless of whether or not he's covered. Mm. Consider this. Watkins has been thrown to 38 times this season for a little over 500 yards. The Texans have thrown to Hopkins 136 times, and it shows he has more than twice the yardage as Watkins. Bill's coaching staff has really been criticized for not throwing to Watkins no matter what. And it's understandable because the Texans provide a case study in how things, good things happen when you put your playmakers in consistent position to actually make plays. So we'll see if they make some adjustments this week. Overall, the Texans offense isn't exactly one of the league's best. And once again, like last week, the Bills defense should have an opportunity to excel against the league's one of the league's below average passers. But one problem with that last statement has been the defense's maddening lack of consistency this year. They're not making my job easy when they give Tom Brady one of the worst games of his year with exotic blitzes and quarterback pressures, only to follow it up the next week by making Alex Smith, the personification of average, look like an all-pro. So I guess Bills fans can flip a coin and hope the Bills defense shows up, because despite J.J. Watt on the other side, if the Bills defense against the Patriots show up, Bills should win. If not, well, let's just say the Bills will likely spoil what's expected to be a beautiful December Sunday afternoon for their fans. When all is said and done, let's hope the Bills can keep hope alive for their fans.
Speaking for hopeaholics all here in Western New York, thank you very much, Matt, for joining us for Beyond the Playbook.
Thank you, Jay.